So 13 was an unlucky number for Rocket Lab after its latest launch effort went massively awry. It's still unclear why the rocket carrying 7 satellites was lost just 4 minutes after takeoff from Maihia Peninsula. The New Zealand-founded company is working closely with the US Federal Aviation Administration to find the answer. Professor Richard Easter is the head of Department of Physics at the University of Auckland. Morning, Richard.
Morning.
What do you think went wrong?
I don't think we know at this point.
I thought you might speculate for us, though.
I'd speculate for you. It appears that everything was working well until about halfway through the second stage burn. It doesn't appear that the rocket completely exploded because it seems that they continued to receive telemetry from it afterwards, or at least that's what it appears looking at the video feed. Which gives them probably a better chance of being able to quickly track down the problem. But all we know is that the engines stopped and that the rocket didn't make it into orbit.
When you're developing rockets, there's always a chance of this happening, right? I mean, are they lucky to have got away with 12 good launches so far?
The first launch didn't make it all the way to orbit, but the subsequent ones did. Yeah, I think probably they're somewhat ahead of the numbers there. That, you know, a rocket by definition is operating very close to the performance envelope. Every possible kilogram that can be saved has been saved, and so that means that there's very little margin for error. And it's not like a plane that can lose an engine and keep flying. It either works or it doesn't. And so when it doesn't work, it fails completely, which is what we saw yesterday.
So the 7 satellites that they had on board, they'll have to compensate whoever they belong to, right?
I believe that the usual they don't promise to
they don't promise to deliver.
They don't promise to deliver, and companies that are launching into space, it's either something experimental or that they'll take out insurance.
Is that right? And so the investigation that's going to be carried out with the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, any idea how long that might take?
I imagine that they'll be wanting it to be as quick as possible, and it will probably depend very much on whether they can quickly put their finger on what went wrong. So I think that that's largely an unknown. But they will be very keen to get back into space as quickly as possible. But they'll also be keen to make sure that they can fully explain what happened to their customers and to put it right.
Right, because it's a matter of credibility now, is it?
It's always a matter of credibility, but I think because people do expect the occasional failure, the key thing that Rocket Lab will have prepared for this eventuality, and they'll be working very hard to make sure that they do, as you say, maintain their credibility.
I mean, how tough is the competition? If you had one of those satellites, would you say, no, okay, we're going to go with somebody else now? Are there plenty of other people to go with?
There's plenty of people trying to work in the kind of small sat space that that Rocket Lab has developed, but they are the clear leader in that area at the moment. So they do have some daylight between them and the competition, but there's literally dozens of firms around the world trying to enter the same niche with kind of small, relatively frequent launches.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, Professor Richard Easter from the University of Auckland.